The 2012 crisis uprooted hundreds of thousands of civilians and led to a dire humanitarian crisis. Now, says Jens Larke, spokesperson for the UN humanitarian agency OCHA, there are several humanitarian needs in Gao. A mission comprising OCHA, the World Food Program, WFP, and the World Health Organization, WHO, recently visited the area.
For example, the amount of drinking water available to people has declined by 60% over the past weeks. There is food distribution ongoing to about a third of the population there, but that covers only partly the needs, according to the participants in the mission.
The OCHA spokesperson says some neighborhoods in Gao have no water at all because of dysfunctional pumps and a lack of electricity. Outside the city, he says, the situation is even worse because of an unclean source of water, the Niger River. Cholera cases have emerged.
Already 22 cases of cholera have been registered in May, and two people have died from the disease. However, no new cases have been reported in the past 5 days, but the risk of cholera remains very high.
In spite of the current crisis in Mali, arrangements are being made between the Malian government and those countries hosting refugees to allow the refugees to vote in the upcoming presidential election on the 28th of July. According to the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, the voting will be voluntary. Adrian Edwards is the UNHCR spokesperson in Geneva.
UNHCR supports the voluntary participation of refugees in these elections, although our role will be limited to a strictly humanitarian and non-political one. In conjunction with refugee hosting countries and refugees, we will facilitate space for dialogue on the electoral process and for registration of voters. It's expected that registration of voters in camps and outside camps will be the responsibility of the Malian Electoral Commission, who will work with host governments to establish voting lists.
Since the beginning of the current crisis, over 50,000 Malian refugees have sought refuge in Burkina Faso, 74,000 are in Mauritania, while Niger is host to 50,000 refugees. Turning to the effect of the crisis on children, UNICEF spokesperson Marixi Mercado reminded journalists that children in the region remain chronically malnourished.
UNICEF expects that this year, 210,000 children will require life-saving treatment for malnutrition, and that 450,000 children will also suffer from a less severe but also debilitating form of malnutrition.
She also said that there was some positive news. 42% of schools in the northern cities of Gao, Kidal, and Timbuktu are open, and 100,000 children are attending. Jerry Adams, United Nations.